The letters bag this week comments on food waste and solar panels.
Bill Woolner writes in saying he doesn't waste food. We do not have a food waste bin and do not see the need for one. Simply, we do not waste food. We only cook sufficient for our appetites, and we're careful not to overstock with short shelf-life items such as vegetables. Should anything start to show signs of deterioration, then it is used immediately. We're of the generation for whom post-war shortages meant that every scrap of food had to be used in order to keep alive and well. We're still of that mindset. We're constantly reminded that even in this day and age, there are many children who experience hunger. One is forced to wonder how much food is consigned to a bin when it should have been cooked and fed to children before it became inedible. Councils should stop the issue of food waste bins and, furthermore, make it illegal to put food in the general waste bins.
And in reply to that letter, Sue Moore of Wroxham comments, "Well, I'm with Bill Woolner on not wasting food and cooking only what I eat. But what does he do with eggshells, banana skins, orange peel, potato peelings, etc?"
Eleanor Lamming of Thought St Andrew comments on the dual use of solar farmland. A planning application was recently rejected for a solar farm in Horsford, which would have provided 8,500 homes with power. There were various reasons given for the decision, one being the loss of Grade 3 agricultural land, which is currently being farmed productively. Agrivoltaics is the dual use of land for both agriculture and energy production. There is little use of this in the UK other than for some sheep grazing. Most solar farms are built in a similar way, with panels relatively low to the ground and angled to reduce the impact of glare. However, with increasing numbers of solar farms being approved for temporary usage of up to 40 years, it seems short-sighted not to use the land below. This would require higher panels and a different design to enable irrigation and the use of machinery to produce certain crops, such as fruit. It would undoubtedly be more expensive, but, in the long term, much better for the country in terms of energy and food production. I would like to see farmers given financial incentives to install technology to encourage its development and use. We should be leading this change, not trailing behind other countries.
More news stories now. A bitter dispute holds up the reopening of Hay Hill. Britain's poshest train arrives in Norwich for luxury dining trips, and a Norwich baby gets caught up in a celebrity split.